USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Saudi prince says CIA claims that it has found Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had a hand in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi cannot be trusted. Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in early October, and the CIA says it's concluded the Crown Prince ordered the murder. But now Prince Turki Al-Faisal, a senior royal, says the CIA is not the highest standard of accuracy, and he points to intelligence that predicated the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. He adds he doesn't know why the CIA is not on trial. European Union leaders are throwing support behind a Brexit deal reached with UK Prime Minister Theresa May at a summit in Brussels today. The deal still needs to be approved by the British Parliament before the March deadline for the UK to leave the EU. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new government report on climate change is released. In a statement, the White House says the next assessment will likely be more balanced than this one appears to be. With more on what some conservative environmentalists are saying, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Benjamin Backer, founder of the American Conservation Coalition, also shares the Trump administration's view that the report is based on an extreme scenario.
Approaching it with a worst-case scenario angle can be kind of dangerous because there definitely needs to be more of a bipartisan conversation around this. And unfortunately, this sort of report has pushed away a lot of conservatives.
Despite White House criticism of the report, environmental policy experts say the new Congress offers a chance to work on bipartisan proposals to reduce pollution.
A couple of storm systems could make things difficult for people traveling back home after Thanksgiving weekend. One storm bringing some ice and flooding to the east. There's a snowstorm in the Rocky Mountain region now headed for Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee subpoenas former FBI Director James Comey to testify in a closed-door session on the 3rd of December, but Comey says he wants his testimony to be in public, tweeting that he will, quote, resist a closed-door thing because I've seen enough of their selective leaking and distortion. And he adds, let's have a hearing and invite everyone to see and hear. Well, Republican House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte appeared yesterday on Fox News and explained the reasoning behind keeping the session private.
Why? So that other witnesses can't hear the same testimony? Why? Because we have hundreds of questions to ask, and they'll be asked by former prosecutors and investigators who are professionally trained to do that. When you have an open hearing and each member of Congress gets 5 minutes to ask questions, you can't dig deep into the important issues that have been raised.
Goodlatte says after the closed-door session, a transcript of it will be made public. Master magician Ricky Jay has died. Steve Martin called him the intellectual elite of magicians. Jay also acted on TV and in films, including in Boogie Nights. His manager says he died of natural causes yesterday at the age of 72. And The Shat releases a new Christmas album. Shatner Claus, The Christmas Album, features tunes by now 87-year-old William Shatner, joined by some other big names. And for USA Radio News,